Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, September 24th. The driver behind the wheel of Tesla's new Model S tri-motor plaid prototype released a video of the new record lap at Laguna Seca. At Battery Day earlier this week, Tesla officially launched the Model S plaid, the new top performance version of the Model S. With the latest version of the Model S plaid prototype, Sebastian Vittel, an experienced performance driver, has achieved a 1 minute and 30.3 second lap time. The previous record was driven in the Lucid Air prototype with a 1 minute and 33 second time. Some suggest that Tesla used a stripped-down interior to achieve this, but Vittel revealed that they only changed the seat for a bucket seat for his safety. The Model S plaid is open for orders and starts at $139,990. Deliveries are going to start in 2021. In a surprise turn of events, Tesla now claims that Nikola stole its truck design from Rimac Designer in an update to the ongoing patent lawsuit. As we previously reported, Nikola first alleged that Tesla's electric truck design infringed on Nikola's patents. And now in a new response filed this week, Tesla claims that the patents are not valid because Nikola failed to disclose that some of the Nikola's truck features were designed by Adriano Mudry, most known for being the director of design at Rimac. Tesla claims that Nikola founder Trevor Milton met with Mudry during 2014 and/or 2015, and he was aware of the Roadrunner truck design, which has similar features as the Nikola One, including the wraparound windshield, one of the designs that Nikola wound up patenting. Tesla argues that Milton had deceptive intent in not naming Mudry as an inventor in the patent application, and that the patent office would not have issued the patent if they would have been aware that some of the features were based on a prior design. Tesla is building a new supercharger stalls just for the Cybertruck, its upcoming pickup, according to new documents. Tesla is planning 20 new supercharger stalls in a parking lot near where the 110 North Freeway ends in Pasadena. What is most interesting about the new project is that it notes that the Tesla plans to have 6 supercharger stalls made specifically for the Cybertruck at the new place. This is according to documents submitted to the city. Since the Cybertruck is notably larger than other Tesla vehicles, it stands to reason that the stations will need larger spaces moving forward. Tesla stock has taken a big 10% tumble as the market digests the Battery Day announcements and Tesla suffers a significant network outage. Yesterday, Tesla closed at $380 per share, down more than 10%. The bulk of the slip can likely be attributed to the market being disappointed by Tesla's Battery Day. All the announcements made at the event will come to fruition in 1 to 3 years from now, and no meaningful announcements about product offerings or short-term gains. Tesla unveiled its strategy to bring its own battery cell to mass production with a 50% reduction in cost. It would seem that the market and analysts were hoping for a finished product rather than Tesla's plan to play the long shoe game. Electrek was on the scene for the ribbon-cutting event of New York's first operable electric vehicle fast-charging station in LaGrangeville, New York. New York Power Authority plans to blanket the state in these DC fast-charging stations, which will allow New Yorkers to travel within the state on electricity without relying solely on for-profit entities such as EVgo, Electrify America, and Shell's Green Lots. The station at LaGrangeville can provide up to 350 kilowatts charging, and New York Power Authority hopes to see 800 DC fast charging stations blanket New York by the year 2025. California Governor Gavin Newsom has just announced a ban on the sale of new gasoline-powered vehicles starting in the year 2035. The state will require all new cars and trucks sold after that date to be zero-emission vehicles. Californians will still be able to operate gas-powered vehicles after that date and will still be able to buy and sell used gas cars. This move is the most aggressive yet announced in the U.S. and will have major effects for the auto industry as a whole, given California's leadership on clean air issues. At Electrek, we would love to see an even more aggressive approach. This episode of Quick Charge is brought to you by Electrify America, the nation's largest coast-to-coast charging station network for electric vehicles. No matter where you're heading, they have chargers nearby. And at charging speeds up to 350 kilowatts for capable electric vehicles, they'll help you get there fast. Find out what they're up to at electrifyamerica.com. That's electrifyamerica.com. Electrify America. Hello, freedom. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, According to a new report by Rainforest Action Network and Oil Change International, major banks have continued to pour money into fracking companies in recent years, despite numerous warnings that the sector is financially unsustainable. The study reveals that Wells Fargo is the biggest banker of U.S. frackers since the Paris Agreement was adopted in 2016. J.P. Morgan comes in a close second. Together, the both of them provide almost 40% of financing. IBM Research has announced its annual 5 and 5, five significant changes driven by innovation in science and technology within 5 years. They are as follows: capturing and transforming CO2 to mitigate climate change, modeling Mother Nature to feed a growing citizenry while reducing carbon emissions, rethinking batteries before we have to rethink our world, sustainable materials, sustainable products, sustainable planet, and finally, learning from our past for a healthier future. United Kingdom renewable energy company Bulb is making its official U.S. debut in Texas after being the U.K.'s largest green energy provider. Hayden Wood, co-founder and CEO of Bulb, said, quote, "Texas has always been an energy leader. Now it's becoming the model for renewable energy as the country's top producer of wind energy and a growing solar hub." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Tern Folding Bicycles has announced upgrades to its compact cargo bike, the Tern Vectron. The bike now features a stronger Bosch Performance Line motor, and the frame has also been upgraded with stiffer designs that now passes the strict European safety standards. Tern managed to maintain similar price points for the Vectron line, with the Q9 starting at $3,199 and the S10 starting at $3,699. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.